Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McDowell, and towards Leon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Fossey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws May out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horlan moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Melton reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton moves to third. Josephson moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton scores. Josephson scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ullander is 0-for-1 in the game. Ullander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sims moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sims moves to third. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell fires to first and has O'Brien trapped. There's the throw to Heidman, who tags O'Brien for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell bunts towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Heidman moves to second. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Ullander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fossey moves to third. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fossey scores. Sims moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Leon strikes out. One out. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sims moves to third. Ulander moves to second. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-2 in the game. Noop strikes out. One out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foster moves to second. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing first base. Buddy Bradford now playing center field. Ted Ulander now playing left field. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Olander hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 3 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. O'Brien strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.